FedEx doesn't know your small business yet. Maybe it's handmade apparel for dogs. Maybe it's handmade apparel for cats. Maybe it's a third example I can't think of. What FedEx does know is that running a small business is hard enough without the hassle of complex shipping. That's why there's FedEx OneRate. Did you know that with FedEx OneRate, you can ship your holiday packages cheaper than the post office? Send packages as low as $14.50 for small boxes. Visit FedEx.com/OneRate for details. Exclusions apply. Valid 10-6-24 through 1-19-25. FedEx OneRate. Two-day retail shipping. One flat rate.
For the next 20 seconds, picture yourself in a small town. Historic buildings, hip galleries, and a chairlift. Right on Main Street, smack in the middle of town. Now picture yourself on that chairlift. Crisp snowflakes and tall pines gliding beneath your skis. And now you're looking at that small town from the top of the mountain. Hey, is that a moose down there? If you can't wait to find out, you're the mountain kind. And you need to visit Park City, Utah.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, Trokra have launched their Christmas appeal for 2024, where they are aiding children in conflict. And the appeal is primarily focused on Sudan, as that war-torn country is facing a humanitarian crisis. 26 million people are reported to be suffering from extreme hunger. Caoimhe de Barros, CEO of Trokra, is with me now to raise awareness on this particular country. It's a forgotten conflict, they say, and she'll tell us what Trokra are doing to help the Sudanese people. Caoimhe, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you, Pat.
Now, you're focusing on children in conflict, not just in Sudan, but this is where the need is hugely acute.
That's right. All around the world, children are disproportionately affected by conflict, but we have decided to focus on Sudan, even though we work in many countries with our partners, for example, in Gaza, Syria, Lebanon. But Sudan has a humanitarian crisis of huge proportions, and many people are completely unaware of this.
Now, explain the genesis of the crisis. There's obviously a war.
Yes, that is right. So war broke out in April 2023, so 18 months ago, between the Sudanese armed forces, they're the forces of the government, and the paramilitary force, the Rapid Support Forces. Prior to that, both sides were engaged in a process of negotiation to form a democratic government. But this broke down and led to outright conflict.
Now, who's arming each side?
Unfortunately, there are many external actors involved in this conflict. So you have arms coming from reportedly the United Arab Emirates, going to the RSF, which is the paramilitary group. And then reportedly there are other forces that are arming the Sudanese government and the armed forces or providing other forms of support. And this is really key. One of the key things that needs to happen in Sudan is there needs to be an arms embargo across the entire country.
To take the wherewithal to do battle from each of the sides.
That's exactly it. Because the longer the battle continues, the worse the humanitarian crisis will become. But these external forces have a huge responsibility to stop arming and supporting both sides.
Are the factions religiously divided, or why are they fighting with each other?
It is essentially a huge power battle. Sudan is a very important country. It's the third largest country in Africa. It has a population of nearly 50 million. It has resources. It's an important, powerful country in the region. So that is why you have both sides seeking to basically control as much territory as possible before they're forced to negotiate.
Which they will be. Now, the problem of war, obviously people have to move, they have to leave their own homes and often go to places where there are no resources to feed them.
That is right. Sudan has one of the highest numbers of displaced people in the world. 14 million people, if you can imagine, that's almost three times the size of the population of Ireland, have been displaced. 11 million within Sudan and 3 million over borders. And this is going up every single day. 20,000 people are forced to move every single day. And that's the equivalent of one of our medium-sized towns like Sligo or almost the entire population of Portage.
Every single day?
Every single day. In the last few weeks, there have been huge surges of people fleeing over the border into South Sudan, which is itself an incredibly poor and fragile country. So the levels of displacement by this war are simply horrific.
Now, the problem compounded by weather, by drought, and therefore the failure of crops.
That is right. So first of all, the conflict has displaced people, meaning that they cannot farm their own land. Most people in Sudan are hugely dependent on farming and subsistence agriculture. We've now seen two agricultural seasons destroyed by displacement and conflict. But in addition to that, there are, due to climate change, constant recurring cycles of drought or of floods. And this is in a context where people have nothing, so they cannot rebuild their livelihoods.
And not alone that, the plague of locusts can hit.
That's right. So the people of Sudan really have been hit with every single calamity that you can imagine. But they are very resilient, resourceful people. Throkra works in South Kordofan, which is one of the worst affected areas by this conflict in Sudan. And in that region, you have 3 million people living there who are already extremely poor and vulnerable. But they have welcomed in 1 million displaced people from the rest of Sudan. They have shared what food they have, but they have now at this stage run out of all additional food.
And do you ever get a sense it's hopeless? The scale of the problem is so enormous.
The scale is enormous, but it is absolutely not hopeless. Throkra is working there with our local partners in locally run nutrition clinics and hospitals, providing services that people need, providing malnutrition treatment to desperately malnourished babies and also pregnant and lactating mothers, and also providing really basic things like vaccines to prevent children from falling ill from easily preventable diseases. The people who are working in these clinics and hospitals are Sudanese. They are local from the locality who are determined to do their best to bring about change.
Now, you mentioned it is a country with resources. Where does its wealth lie?
So its wealth lies in a number of different areas. It does have some oil, but it also has gold and many other minerals. It's also a huge country with a lot of arable land potential and hydroelectricity potential. So the resources there really are a big driver of the external interest from other countries in the region, including the Arab states in Sudan.
All right. So if it were to achieve a united government and run itself effectively, the resources would be there to feed this population.
Certainly the population is hugely impoverished. So there would be great need for support externally because really you're talking about people who have not had access to basic services spread over a large country. But the reality is there is absolutely a drive to develop the country from the population. Until this war broke out, there was a wonderful pro-democracy movement that erupted from the streets and from the communities and that was driving the government towards a fully democratic system. Now, unfortunately, all that progress has been overturned. But that doesn't mean that people's desire and wish and drive towards democracy and a better future has disappeared.
And do you believe that the breakdown was due to external bad actors wanting part of the action or?
Certainly that influence is always there, but ultimately I think it's around power play. So both sides in this conflict are trying to exert maximum control over as much territory as they can. We do hope and believe that ultimately negotiations will come about.
Is there anybody pushing for negotiations?
There are ongoing processes. So for example, the US, the UK, Egypt have been pushing to bring both sides to the table. The last round of talks broke down in August, but there are talks which hopefully will start again in January or February. But in order for these talks to actually take place, there needs to be more pressure on both sides to come to the table. And what that means is that blocs like the European Union in particular, plus the US and other powerful countries and the United Nations, they need to drive this forward. There need to be incentives to come. Mm-hmm. What will the dividends of peace be? But there also need to be sanctions. At the moment, it's quite shocking that the only sanctions that have been introduced since the start of this war, 18 months ago, are against two leaders on the paramilitary side. There needs to be sanctions against all of the key leaders on both sides of these military forces.
Now, in the meantime, you have to soldier on in your work in Sudan and people can help. And you have a program of gifting that is very innovative. But also very effective.
That is absolutely right. So Throkra has our wonderful Gifts of Love, which every Christmas people around the country in Ireland support us with. And these range in price from €5, so very accessible, up to €1,000 for the really life-changing and transformational gifts. But we would love people to buy these gifts and give them to your loved ones. And they're a great way of transforming
people's lives. The idea is you get the money and you spend it in Sudan and the person who's giving the gift sends a notification to the recipient that this is the present you're getting this year. You're
That's
doing
right.
good for Sudan.
That's right. And we've a wonderful range of gifts from something as simple as soap so that somebody can have soap to wash their hands and keep themselves healthy to something as sophisticated as drilling a well which will give a community water forever.
Fantastic idea. And successful thus far?
Oh, hugely successful. Throkra was actually the originator of this gift idea back in the late 1990s. And since then, millions of these gifts have been sold by Throkra alone. Millions of people have been supported through this gift work. And millions of people, I think, when on Christmas morning they're given something that's very meaningful, really appreciate it.
How do people go about buying such a gift?
So people can go to our website, throkra.org, or of course ring 1850 408 408. And people can also contribute directly to our Christmas appeal for children in conflict by going to that same website, throkra.org, or calling our line 1850 408 408.
I was going to repeat it, but you've done it for me. Well, I'll do it again, 1850 408 408, or trokra.org. Caoimhe de Barra, the CEO of Trokra, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
For the next 20 seconds, picture yourself in a small town. Historic buildings, hip galleries, and a chairlift. Right on Main Street, smack in the middle of town. Now picture yourself on that chairlift. Crisp snowflakes and tall pines gliding beneath your skis. And now you're looking at that small town from the top of the mountain. Hey, is that a moose down there? If you can't wait to find out, you're the mountain kind. And you need to visit Park City, Utah.